Channel 2 right, and beginning with a visit with Patterson this Saturday morning, the 8th of July, 72. Channel 2 right, beginning this short, remarkable visit with Patterson this Saturday morning, the 8th of July, 72.
Yes, ma'am. Got some good cool weather. I ain't got much time. I got to.
Well, I haven't got either.
I got to go down here and hit my boy with a motor. I haven't changed my mind about getting the car.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was docile about all time.
See, only I know. I said, I'd rather have my money because I'm on golf now. I got to fly somebody next week out there for my cousin.
Yeah.
And I'm going up.
That's all right.
Long man, something, some. A letter. I got to go see about him.
How's
that? My man. Something there, I got to go to mama. I'm going to see about him.
Something wrong with him?
He don't never tell me.
Oh.
You know, like he done before. He sent a special little me, that boy to come down there.
Oh.
And he carried me all around, attended some business, and this time he did something special little.
Yeah.
Then got me kind of worried now. He won't tell me what it is. I've been so nervous this morning, I don't know what to do. I can't never done nothing right this morning. I was so nervous, I don't know what to do. Just want to do through a book. My hand is nervous and like that.
Yeah.
I'm upset it like that, my father. Something that special level and you come here.
Oh, that burn. That burn.
After you, the girl said you came there, well, I went to the post office. I was going to the post office, nigga.
Yeah.
And I went down my cousin. They have a special level.
Yeah. Oh, Dad, make no pain. Mm-hmm. Is that where you get your mail?
Mm-hmm. Post up in her box. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was not over here my money, so I got to go in mine.
You go there every day, get it? Oh, you over there every day?
Oh, yeah, about every day, you over there every day.
Well, if you're not there, somebody in the family is there.
Oh, my cousin. I got a first cousin there. She get my mail. I'm going to come in her box. Don't worry, no worry about it.
Well, Burnett, you know from way back yonder when you came up here
mm-hmm.
and see that and talk to me about the car,
mm-hmm.
I was aiming to turn it over to you.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, but I won't get it now. I'll wait later. If you don't be unsold, I'll buy it later.
It was just a pure accident that transmission went out. And it was my fault.
Let the oil run out.
Yes.
Well, you ain't the only one that makes that. You know who perfect? Ain't nobody perfect the good Lord. Like I said, nobody perfect the good Lord. We not perfect.
Yeah.
What you think about a man let the oil run out of the motor? Burn a big $300 motor up.
Oh, my.
That's right. Sit up and let the oil run. I get all on the credit for that. Mine right. I don't care how bad it is.
Did anybody ever do that?
Up some crew right up there, done it.
Just let the oil run.
Let the oil run out the motor. Well, I don't know, but I'll let you pay me and get going. I got to go down the road with my boy, get my business kind of lined up.
And then you're going to Miami.
Yeah, I ain't going before, but I'll buy between now next Friday. I got some ground to tumble before I go.
Oh, you got a right spot more to do.
Mm-hmm. I'm going on down.
Well, you didn't have to come over here. You could have just
said
word. I wasn't holding up anything.
No, anyway. I said, I told you I'd come in.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I done my work.
yes, I figured, you see, you're a mechanic, and mm-hmm. I'm not. And I figured you could take that car and get 2 or 3 or 4 years use out of that car.
Well, I won't borrow it now. I'll wait later and get it.
Well, I don't mean now. I mean,
if you don't be done sold it,
yes.
Time to time, I might. If you don't be done sold, I'll get it.
Yeah.
But I won't now, though.
Well, and I could, because that's a good car.
Mm-hmm. Well, I looked at it today, and I thought, my goodness, that's with a little work on it, that's the best car we got. I don't know whether I want to get rid of it or not.
That's right.
It's so
costly. I changed my mind because I got to go home.
Well, let me tell you that, Burnett. Mm-hmm. I don't have that much money on me. I'll have to go get it.
When you want me to come back?
You don't have to come back.
You drop it to my house?
Oh, yeah.
When you coming over there?
Well, it'll be Monday before I can get any.
Well,
all
right, then. Okay, I'll look for your money.
Yeah.
I won't be there. Wait a minute. If I don't be there, my daughter, let me see. I'll tell you what you do.
I'll put an envelope for you.
Yeah, do that then.
Do I that don't then. See you. I'll see you.
I'm going to be going Monday, because I'm going to work Monday. I'm going to be way out in the Moles Pond. I tell my kids, I got plenty of people out there. Plenty of 10 people out there.
Where's that?
We're out the Moles Pond. I got about 10 or 15 acres of ground to turn. And I'm going to try to get through between now and Thursday. If I possibly can't be done, I'm going to have to leave then, huh?
Well, it's going to be hard too, ain't it?
No, it's going to be hard. That ground talk right there. I done turned out there before.
But you didn't expect this to be so hard.
Man, that ground out there, this is hard as it can be. That's brand new points. That's like a desk would go in the ground.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes, man. Brand new points. I put $4 points for one piece, for one of them.
Yeah.
And I put brand new points on that fly. Hey, God, that's like, and I let that stuff in the ground. Some places, them softly, that fly run the ground that deep.
Yeah.
But that's like to put it.
And then it jump out.
Then it jump out the ground. Oh, that ground is as hard as it can be. Down that bottom of that pond, good God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I want you to, you just take a minute.
I won't sit down because I got to go.
You don't have to sit down. I want you to tell Faye what you told me. Explain the whole lot of things people do.
Mm-hmm.
See what the moon does to you.
Oh, it do that to you. What
the
moon
does.
What your bone on your bone. Oh, yeah, that's true right there.
Yeah.
But see, I'm going to tell this and I'm going.
Right.
Well, everybody ain't born on the same kind of moon.
No.
No, man. If you don't believe, get your Bible.
Oh.
I deal in right smart. But when you go deal in that Bible, you got to deal in it right.
Mm-hmm.
You better not deal in that crooked, dude. You leave him.
Yeah.
That's right. You leave him. Ain't nobody going to hurt you, but God going to get you away from him. That's what he's going to do. You go in that Bible, you doing that Bible right.
Yeah.
You got to be with the right mind, right heart.
Yeah.
You in there crooked, you're gonna leave him or something happens. One of them matter with so and so. Nobody involved, and God'll get you away from him.
Yeah.
That's right. If you don't, you got to treat your fellow man right. If you don't, something happen to you.
Yeah.
That's right.
If you don't treat your fellow man right, something happen. Wonder what happened to so and so sick, he going to the hospital, every nigga knew you dead.
Well, that's it.
That's true.
That's the moon.
That's God.
That's right.
My mother was here long. My grandmother was great grandmother here a long time. She'd tell all of that. And I've been watching that thing ever since I've been coming on up to be a man. Come to be true, too. See, I'm seeing my pain, how it's shaking?
Yeah.
See that?
Shaking. Look at that.
Wow, nervous. Right? Nervous. Just nervous. That's all.
I didn't think you'd get nervous.
Well, see, if anybody send you a telegram and don't tell you you come, you get nervous, too.
You get things happen to you all the time.
No. This thing happens to you all the time. But when you send your telegram, that means something when you send your telegram. Say, come.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, tell them about the moon.
Oh, yeah. When you born on, everybody got a sign.
Yeah.
You don't be the same thing every day.
Yeah.
You be crossed this day, tomorrow you be all right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes men puts it on the wives. Sometimes the women puts it on the men.
Yeah.
It don't be the way you're born. That's right.
Yeah.
The way you're born. If you don't believe it, you watch it. You watch it up and down.
Yeah.
I know y'all got a Bible. Everybody got a Bible in the house. I got two, three. I got one of them way big and thick and long.
Yeah.
And I keep a little Bible in my pocket, but try to be right if I do. Yeah, a little small Bible. My cousin getting a little small Bible. He's small.
Yeah.
A little small keep in my pocket. I try to be right. I try to treat everybody right if I possibly can.
Well, now the thing about that moon business, mm-hmm. and the sign, mm-hmm. you're born under.
That's right.
You don't realize what's happening to you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's it.
That's
you don't
what
realize
I'm talking
what's
about. That's
so
what
you're
I'm talking
likely
about.
To just blow up.
Anytime. You get mad. Sometimes your stove. This old stove don't cook right.
Yeah, I like
it. Anything. You put it on everything. There's something wrong. Well, what's the matter with my wife? Ain't right. She ain't where she was yesterday. What's the matter with my husband? He ain't like it was just day before yesterday.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
Oh, my friends. Okay.
They're my friends. Everybody turned their back on me. I ain't got no friends.
Yeah.
All right, I'm coming. Ain't got no friends. Well, that's all I'm going to say. I'm going. You don't believe, you watch it.
All right,
Brad.
Not bad.
All right.
You don't believe, watch it.
Okay.
Well, I'll look for you this morning then.
All right, if not before.
Channel 2 right, around 150. And the end of the visit was Patterson. This short, remarkable visit this Saturday morning, the 8th of July, 72. Channel 2 right, around 150. And the end of this short, remarkable visit was Patterson. This Saturday morning, the 8th of July, 72. Channel 2 right. End of visit with Patterson. This Saturday morning, the 8th of July, 72.